Box of Looney.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho. Hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white
clothes. Things that bother you never bother me. I feel healthy and fine, ha-ha. Living in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight, having a wonderful time.
The Looney Bin Radio.
Yes, this is Monday Madness at the Looney Bin.
With Dinklage the M.
Join us for 90 minutes of mirth,
merriment,
and madness.
With all your favorites. From the Looney Bin!
How's everybody doing out there in the chat room and everybody listening in? Welcome to Monday Madness at the Looney Bin, featuring yours truly. Oh, and something a little different this week. No Cassie Jo. Good old Cassie Jo has been a real trooper, let me tell you. What a gal. The show just was on too late for her. She needed her beauty sleep, and I guess when you're that beautiful, you actually need your beauty sleep. So I just want to give a shout out to everybody listening on the replay. I know a lot of my British friends listen to the replay, and some very special people who are near and dear to me cannot make it because they are geographically in a poor time zone for such a thing to happen. But I do want to thank them for listening to the replay. I can see when you listen to the replay, it shows up over here at the studio, and we can see how many people are listening live and how many people are listening live that are not in the chat room, which is kind of interesting that there are people that listen in on different devices live, but don't want to come to the chat room. So being as I do not have Cassie Jo this week, I'm going to bring in my special co-host for the evening and for, well, as many evenings as she wants to be my special co-host. And her intro music goes a little something like this.
You want to get high?
I spoke two joints in the morning. I spoke two joints at night. I spoke two joints in the afternoon. It makes me feel all right. I spoke two joints. It's time of peace.
and golden straitjacket champion, the top champ in the entire company, the one, the only, the lovely Tank Girl. How you doing, Tanky?
I'm special. I'm helmet-wearing, window-licking special.
You certainly are. You are Olympic special. Olympic-style special, baby. How you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm feeling great, you know, winning the golden straight jacket. That was pretty fucking cool, you have to admit.
Amazing, amazing. And let me tell you, because Michaela, Devil Queen, was the former champion, she did have 24 hours to ask for a rematch, and she has, in fact, asked for a rematch. And this will take place on the show on Friday, my usual show on Friday. So Michaela Devil Queen gets one and one only rematch against you. Now, should you lose that fight, that match, you will get one rematch again against Michaela. So, and that's it. Then no more rematches. Everybody, whoever loses either this Friday or next Friday goes back into the pile, shaking their back into the mini tournaments and everything else. So this is that. I just want to, you know, make sure everybody knows that it's right on the main page. It's right on the loony bin wall. The rules about rematches. And this is something I put together back when I ran Vices and Virtues Wrestling. And I thought it was a very fair way to do things because people want a rematch, but then sometimes people go, I want another rematch. No, you don't get another rematch. You get one rematch. And that goes for any title. Except I think tag teams. I'm not sure. I'd have to check with Cassie. Cassie, go. New mouth. I have to check with Cassie Joe on that and see if that does or does not pertain to tag teams. What do you think, Tanky? You think tag teams should have a chance to get a rematch?
Oh, well, if everybody else gets a rematch, I think the tags should get one, most definitely, of course.
Yeah, I'm really not sure how the structure of tags work. And I'm not sure if that's going to work for the Meat Pie, Pie Fight Division, Meat Pie's the GM. The Pie Fight Division or the Key to the Golden, Key to the Candy Room Challenge. Golden, what am I thinking tonight? Let me tell you, I'm off kilter. Those are the special divisions. I'm pretty sure Wildfire's down with the Hardcore Champ giving a rematch on that because that's a one-on-one kind of situation. I don't really know what's going to happen when the Key to the Candy Room Challenge actually fleshes out and there is, in fact, one single winner. In the end, there can only be one. It's kind of like Highlander. But when that champion, is determined, that champion is going to get a title shot at the Golden Straitjacket title. So, Tank Girl, you're in a pretty good place as the Golden Straitjacket champion. If you can face your the rematch on Friday and come out the winner, it's a pretty easy sale because the Golden Straitjacket doesn't get defended regularly, weekly, like the Golden Wheelchair and the Shock Therapy titles do. So, it's a little more prestigious. You have to actually earn a title shot in a lot more difficult way than you normally do for the other divisions.
I'm special.
You're special. It's right. You're special, special, so special, special. Suddenly you turned into the Pretenders here. But, yes.
I got to grab some of your attention.
Give it to me. Love that song. Brass and Pug.
I love her. I love Kind. She's awesome. I love her.
She is great.
Oh,
well, you know.
Wildy brought the wine. You're always welcome if you bring the wine. Thanks, Wildy.
Yeah, definitely. Spill the wine and dig that girl. Ooh, no, we're not going to have a singing night tonight. There will be more singing, but I promise you, not off the cuff from me live. I'm going to bring on our next caller just because he's been sitting here waiting, and we want to see what he has to say about some shit. So here he is.
Nightmare Child.
Oh, yeah. And I think that's him sneezing or coughing or something. Hey, Nightmare Child, how you doing?
Sorry.
That's not me.
No. Okay, I'm surprised you're not giving me shit for breaking my own rule and not muting myself.
Yes, if you gotta type really loudly, sneeze, burp, or fart, please mute yourself. Well, maybe not fart, but that's okay. Yeah. So, Nightmare Child, how you doing?
pretty damn good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So, what do you think about rematches on titles? I mean, you think that tag teams should be able to get a rematch on losing a title?
I suppose it depends on how well the match went or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most matches, you know, it's considered common courtesy to, you know, challenge someone after beating them.
Yeah, the only reason I even question it at all is because there's a different kind of ladder for tag teams. I mean, you have to fight all the other teams in your division and win however the hell the structure goes. I know Cassie has a scoring system whereby she awards points for different things. So it's not just win-loss, but it's win-loss, and there's separate points granted. Because of the fact that it isn't just, you know, with the other titles, I have a four-man mini-tournament that takes place, and the winner of that four-man mini-tournament challenges for the title. So then that person challenges, and then if the title holder loses, they get one more, you know, they get a rematch. So if they get that rematch and that's all said and done, that's fine because that one person goes back into the pile. But tag team, they got to go. Well, I guess they go back into the pile too, but they go into the back of the pile of tag teams, and now you have to beat every other team in the division. It's not like, you know, you just end up with four people in a mini tournament for the other titles, is what I'm saying. You don't have to face the entire, whatever it is, however many people in the division that you have to fight for supremacy in tag teams. I don't know. That's going to be up to Cassie Joe. I let my GMs decide what exactly they are going to do in their own divisions and stuff like that. It's more better that way.
More better
blues. Now, coming up tomorrow is going to be an interesting show on this very network. It is the Unstoppable Super Show with Hollywood Rick Brutal. But Judgment J. Esquire has taken some time off and has installed me, without my knowledge, as the co-host for the Unstoppable Super Show. So let me tell you a little bit about that.
The Unstoppable Super Show with Hollywood Rick Brutal and Judgment Misfit Icon. Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, on the Backspaces Radio Network.
Oh, yeah, and like I said, I'm going to be taking the place of Judgment J. Esquire for a while. I don't even know how long he's going to be, but I certainly like to help out. I certainly like to help out Hollywood Rick Brutal. He's been a good guy. He's helped me out on this show. And he's helped me out a few other times on the Wednesday show. I'm back to basics, so he's good. I'm going to bring out our next caller now, just because I think he has a few things to say.
Ladies and gentlemen, Russia! Bagwell!
Bell. It's Jake Crusher Bagwell. How you doing there, Baggy?
What'd you say, Dink? How's it all going for you?
Oh, it's going pretty damn good. Pretty damn good. You like my beautiful co-host?
Why not?
Why not? Big vote of confidence for your girlfriend there, buddy. But,
hey,
what's not to like? You're right.
He's the sexiest woman of them all.
There you go.
Oh, he'll be due to get home to that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I hear y'all talking about the tag team thing.
Uh-huh.
I think they should get one rematch and that's it.
Oh yeah, that's what everybody gets.
That's what I'm saying. Get one rematch and then cycle to the back.
Okay, yeah, that's really what everybody gets. So that's up to, you know, like I said, that's going to be up to Cassie Jo how she wants to handle that. And, you know, because that's what I do. That's how I give my leverage to my GMs. There's Wildfire out in the chat room. Wildy, I know you don't, you have difficulty calling in and everything, but how do you feel about, Wildfire, no, somebody else left. Wildy, how do you feel about granting a rematch in the hardcore division? You can type that out in the chat room when you see it. Of course, the people in the chat room hear everything a few seconds, minutes, whatever it is, behind the rest of us.
It's a good. It's almost, I think, about anywhere between 45 seconds to a minute.
Yeah. I've noticed that before. Let me tell you, I've heard people talking before I've heard people talking. Let's put it that way. When
you
I had
there weren't people talking in your head or something.
Yeah, well, that of course that's me. I'm Dinklage Vamp. I am the voice in your head the voice in your head for the Looney Bin. Yes, the voices in your head are me.
So that's where I get some of those screwed up thoughts at, huh?
Mm-hmm. So Wildfire says, I don't like it. In fact, the contender earned the chance to play for it, and you run the risk of someone always staying on the title. It's true. It's true, Wildfire. I know. I like to change the title up and stuff like that. And, it's a small division, too, she says, but she understands. You know, they wait in line like everyone else. That's true, and I could see that for hardcore, too. Let me tell you, hardcore is a different animal. You know, it's going to be a different animal than the other titles. The other titles, I like to give the title holder at least that caveat, like one, you know, that's a perk for holding a title, is you get to try and win it back one more time. But not for hardcore. I thoroughly agree with you, Wildfire. For hardcore, it's a different animal. You lose it, you lose it. Boom, out, in. Guess what? Recycle. You go back to the pile. Come back up on top next time and take it back if you have the balls.
Well, you know, I was always
worse than bad sex, man.
What?
It is.
You know,
it's worse than bad sex. You know, you get to go to the bottom of the fucking pile, be fucking recycled up to the top. It sounds like a piece of recycled toilet paper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, ew.
Shitty.
But you know, I always thought that was common practice, though. You know,
it works anymore.
To do what, Peggy?
I always thought it was a common practice that, you know, the loser or the, you know, whatever gets a rematch, you know. I mean, I thought that was common practice.
Yeah, I do like that. I do like to give one rematch. Sure, but...
I mean, that gives the new champions to prove that they did beat the old champions.
But to beat them twice, maybe that's not right for hardcore, and I completely understand what Wildfire is saying there. For hardcore, it's balls to the wall.
Like you said, hardcore, that's a different animal, that's a different beast, that's a different gopher.
Uh-huh. Sure, absolutely. So, you know, why do the same thing that you do in every other division? We do have a couple of different animals in the loony bin. I talked a bit about the Key to the Candy Room Challenge, and I actually had a song about that last week. The Key to the Candy Room Challenge, run by the beautiful little pixie fairy, Kook. She's not quite human, but she's absolutely wonderful. And the Key to the Candy Room, she's what?
She's the closest thing to it.
She's the closest
she's
thing to it.
She's not quite human.
She's not. Yeah, but she's the closest thing to it. Wonderful girl. Ex-girlfriend of mine.
Sorry, Kook.
Kook was an ex-girlfriend of mine. She was just wonderful and lovely. Too bad we had to part, but that's another story. But that Key to the Candy Room Challenge works on a round-robin basis. So you get two round-robin matches. In one match, you're the target, and in the other match, your opponent's the target, and what you want to do is stop your opponent from capturing you while you're the target, or, you know, defeating you while you're the target. And in the other match, you want to defeat the target opponent. I suppose you somehow know. I haven't quite figured that out. I was looking at the scene today, scratching my head, going, "What?" But
you got me a little confused. I confused it.
Yeah, I was a little confuzzled about it all, but it all makes sense in the end. It's running now. People know what they're doing, what their targets are. And then what happens is you got to win five. You win five targets. And the first person to win five targets, the very first one, will get the title for the Key to the Candy Room Challenge. After that, I guess, I don't know what Pi's doing with the rest of the people if there's Pi. No, Kook! I'm looking at the Pi Fight information here, and because that's the next thing.
I love that. That's my favorite.
Yeah, well, that's the next thing I was going to talk about. Let's just slide right into that because I went over the Key to the Candy Room last week pretty well.
Of course, Deke's going to slide into Pi. Of course, he is.
Yeah, let's slide into Pi. I'll always slide into Pi. I got my finger in everyone's pie.
Never mind.
No, yes. You don't.
Well, not everyone. But in the Pie Fight division, which is run by the lovely Meat Pie, we have trash talk and stipulations, which is really interesting because this is your division. You people of the loony bin, you make the matches. You know, you set the matches. You make the matches. You come up with the stipulations, which is really cool.
I'm seeing stipulations
all the time.
And then I gotta say something.
Yeah.
Yeah. That cat on the ass. I didn't really want to win it because I don't know what I'm gonna do with a cat on the ass. You know.
A cat
I don't
ass
do
on a pole.
A cat ass on a pole.
Yeah. Well, Vakenvale's got a scepter in his hand because he's like the king of the king of the dumpster. And on his scepter is a cat with, I guess, a pole up his ass. So he wanted the cat's ass on the pole? I don't know.
Well, like I said, I didn't really try to go for the cat's ass, really.
No. No, that if you would have won that, it would have been a cat's astrophy.
Yes, it would.
Even if you wouldn't, if you would have won that, I would have made you give it back to him.
Yeah, put it in the dumpster.
You know, Deke told me I'm going to go after him. I'm kind of, I really want to.
Well, let me tell you.
I want to win the match, but I don't want the ass, you know.
Well, there's, I never turned down a piece of ass before, but maybe in this case I'll make an exception. Yeah, I'll make an exception for a cat's ass on a pole. But I just wanted to tell you guys that there's going to be there's takers for this week's Pie Fight show. There's people who need opponents who have stated stipulations. Godric Mandevil had a match where you have to like say nice things about him, a sweet talking match. There's a Diamond Diva has a wrestling lemon jello strip match. She's looking for an opponent, wants to take her clothes off and get full of lemon jello. Or no, lime. She wanted lime jello. Really? I said lemon. She said lime. It's like, ugh. All right, lime. Lemon's easier to see through. Don't you? You want to see the semi-naked bodies through the jello. Anyway. So there's a few spaces open for this week. And then I think after this week's show, there's going to be no show next week. So you're going to have two weeks to post. There's going to be no. Well, if there is a show, I'm going to run it because Meat Pie is not going to be around next week. Meat Pie is going. She's actually got a contract to wrestle on the continent, as they say. She's British, so they wrestle on the continent. She's going to be wrestling in Germany, Italy, Spain, Portugal, Luxembourg. No, I don't know Luxembourg. Maybe not Belgium. She's going to be wrestling in Belgium, where they have the fine Belgian chocolate, because I know she's a chocoholic. So, we're going to have a two-week period to get our next set of stipulation and trash talk matches together. Please check it out. It is fun, and it is the kind of fun you can have on your own and come up with your own stuff. I mean, this is your time to get creative. And
What I like about it is you never know what kind of match you're going to get thrown in.
That's true. It's not a matter of being thrown in. See, you kind of want to you kind of want to know what your opponent, who you pick your opponent, pick the matches. What happens at the end is if there's a bunch of people who just say in and a bunch of people who have asked for matches, they're just going to get paired up at random. So if you just walk in the door and say in, well, you're going to get thrown into whatever the hell kind of madness that, you know, you might not have agreed to. But come showtime, if you say in, you're in it. God knows what.
I think I need to go make a match right now.
Yeah, well, go. And Meat Pie has a, believe it or not, a pie chart. And on the pie chart, there are certain stipulations that are suggested. And, well, I actually have a better way to present all this. I just want to play a little song for you that explains a little bit about the Pie Fights division.
And you can ask for your favorite sip. We can have some fun there. Come on, Looney.
Pie fights with Meat Pie.
We make a stand.
Pie fights with Meat Pie.
We can throw a pie.
Pie fights with Meat Pie.
Maybe that's the plan.
La 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 la. La la la.
Get them before they're gone. There are steps suggested, just in case you couldn't think of a one.
There are steps suggested,
it's posted every day.
Just take a step suggested,
stipulations are on their way.
We define happiness,
there's a new step every day.
We can have a bomb there,
come on Looney.
Five bites of Meat Pie,
we make a stand.
Pie fights with Meat Pie.
We can throw a pie.
Pie fights with Meat Pie.
Baby, I'm your man.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
La.
Bell. And well, of course, we're signing up with the My Place. One of my favorite bands, the Blue Oyster Cult. Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. So, looking at the Meat Pie division, Meat Pie's given a Take Your Medicines match, Cello Tape match, Straight Jacket match, and Boomerang match as the four suggested matches. As the song said, take a suggested match. Take Your Medicines match. There will be medicines in the room. And you need to trash talk actually taking that medicine. So if like you have amphetamines, you got to be real speedy and crazy and talk real fast and shit. And if it's barbiturates, you got to be slow and stupid. Maybe it's a narcotic, yeah. And you're like all dreamy and trippy, man. You never know. then there's a sellotape match. It's a trash talk match. There's going to be three rolls of cellophane tape in the ring. You're just wrapping up your opponent in cellophane tape. I guess that's a British thing.
Okay.
Straight jacket.
All right, baggy, like me.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think you misunderstood the rules because I said I just asked for a really cool match before I saw the pie chart. Scroll up. There's take your medicine, straight jacket, boomerang, and cellotape. I want cellotape.
Oh, you want to get taped. Now, do you want to have wear nothing
I'm
but cellophane?
I'm getting with baggy.
Okay. Yo, okay. Fine by me. Make sure that's all posted in the scene so Meat Pie knows exactly which one to set you guys with.
Okay, woman.
We can get high in the match. Just go correct your post, dude. Cause just like me,
I don't want to correct it. I like it just the way it is.
You can't. There's no such match yet.
It's my way. Pylon. I want it my way.
Well, well, have two matches. Have one your way and have one her way.
I agree.
You can do that. I don't care. That's fine by me. The straitjacket match is head and foot moves only. Yes, your arms are bound at your, well, behind your back, around your front, wherever the hell they're bound in a straitjacket.
Yeah, head and
usually
foot
across your body and around the front. And then there's a boomerang match, which somebody asked me to do, and I think what Jaded Girl wants to do a boomerang match with me.
That's a crazy match.
Yeah. Basically, it's a hardcore match where the first person makes a moveset, and then the last move that to fail in that moveset has to be the opening move for the other person's moveset. So I think I have a strategy for this, but let me tell you, you know, what happens if somebody does a move you don't have. And you got to go load up a move and start your next moveset with that, and... But hey, that's why it's a stipulation. It's not supposed to be easy. It's just supposed to be fun. And I'm sure it was fun. Now we have a mud fight match with Killer Cougar. And let me tell you, Killer Cougar, I would get in the ring with her any day. She is.
Never mind.
Then there's a one move only match with Sexy Legs. I believe that I have accepted that. So I believe I'm doing a one move only match with Sexy Legs. Diamond Diva has a Jello strip match. Not only is the ring filled with Jello, but you got to take your clothes off every time you fail a move. You have to remove every fail is you remove an article of clothing.
Oh,
that should be hardcore.
That wouldn't be fair with me. That wouldn't be fair with me because I'd be naked in the first 5 minutes of the match.
Yeah, well, I'd show up to the ring naked.
here you win.
I'd wear extra clothes.
That's usually what people do. They put a bunch of stuff on and then slowly take stuff off. Crushing Craw is asking for a hardcore imp tossing match. Now, her and Halima Alkenta had a imp tossing match last time. We don't want this to be an ongoing thing with her and Kenta. They tossed me on the damn feed. And I agreed to get tossed again. I'm still in the ass-smacking match with Cassie Jo and Miss Undertaker 3121. At this point, they have my pants down and are smacking my ass in the ring. So I'm supposed
like
to be
it.
The referee. They're smacking my ass. But
you like it.
It's a stipulation match. So what? I got to stay. I got to stay and get my ass smacked. Yeah, I do. I like having two hot ladies smack my ass. That's fine, as long as I get the happy ending. Anyway, so Craw needs somebody.
Never mind.
I'm not getting a happy ending with those two, especially after saying it on the radio. But Craw wants a hardcore imp-tossing match. Then there's a Take Your Medicines match. Nightmare Child has asked for that, right, Nightmare Child?
Yes, I have.
No.
Right, and do you have anybody in mind that you would like to oppose in that match?
I don't think of anybody. I basically just want to fight whoever and get a good
fight
out of it.
It is the Take Your Medicines match where certain medicines are put in the room and you have to act out what happens when you take some of those medicines. I don't know who tells you.
I'll do it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are the side effects listed?
I don't know, to tell you the truth. I'm not really even 100% sure. I think you guys determine what they are. I think the members of the match have to look and say what they are and say, "Oh, I'm taking
I'll
a handful
it.
Of, you know, Benzedrine or
is.
Something." Yeah, I'm taking a handful of methamphetamine. All right. I'm snorting a line of something
Ew.
Or other. I don't know. I have no idea.
No.
I don't know. And then there's a Sweet Nothings match, which has been asked for by Godric Mandevil. You must give a compliment to your opponent before each movement, and only certain moves are allowed. Which moves? I don't quite know yet. It's not listed. I can't say. But these are people looking for matches. And so stop by in the meat pie division. Oh, look, Tanky and Baggy, populating the meat pie division as we speak, but stop by in the meat pie. Not the meat pie division, damn it, the pie fights division. I got to get this right. Meat pie is the host. I don't call it the coop division when it's the key to the candy room challenge. So,
Well, Zeke, you know, you leave me and Tank to our own devices, things will happen.
Yeah,
oh,
of course. Something going down.
I'm tying him up.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. So,
well,
yeah,
you
I'll...
Never know. You never know. We might wind up with a handcuff match.
Mm, oh, that sounds good. Furry handcuffs, possibly?
Furry,
a furry handcuff?
Purple one.
Furry purple handcuffs match. Yes, I have, in fact, dropped the Meat Pie Division link into the chat room, just in case the three other people in the chat room who haven't been to the division yet want to take a look. Oh, man. It's tough running up against Raw. Let me tell you, a couple of weeks ago, we had, you know, a full freaking buzzing chat room. Tonight, crickets. But I want to thank everybody who's come to the chat. Thank you. Thank you. Would you please be a dear and read us off the few but proud members of the chat room?
The faithful.
Well, folks, I can do that. Well, folks, welcome to the Leany Bin. Have a seat. Your message will be given shortly. Straight jackets to the left. Gag balls, if you're going to be screaming, to the right. In the chat, we have Firecracker, GN, which, yeah, GND, Q's, spousey, I think it is. She'll correct me if I'm wrong. We got Gordon. How you doing, Gordo? Hey, guest number one. Welcome to the chat. It's so much more fun. We have my awesome son, Jonathan the Graphic Sailor. I don't care if you're on air. I'm announced to be anyways. A good evening, Nightmare Child. Muffin Buddy, Tongues, the psychologist. And Wildfire.
I'm there. I just got to reboot. I'm there. I just got to reboot.
Okay. No
yes,
problem.
Thank you. Thank you. The few but the proud and the mighty who have come to listen to the radio show tonight. Of course, you know, the show must go on regardless of the audience, and we have a select... I won't say that the show is not popular. We just have a select audience tonight. And if you look at the feed is pretty much crickets anyway. So, you know, it's the only place we can really advertise is on the feed. You know, you ask people to come to the show and stuff like that, and you get as many people as you can muster. Some nights is better than others, but it's tough to run up against Raw. A lot of people are watching Raw in the United States. So I'm not disappointed. I'm not disappointed at all. I'm having a great time here.
They're looking at it in Australia, too, because I've got a couple of people in Australia who message me while I'm watching it, you know, because they're watching it. So,
They're looking at it around the world. Some people are on a time delay. Mm-hmm. Some people, you know, have it at a different time. But, sure, they make sense. Now, one of the things we do usually relies on a bigger chat room, and that's to do Loony Libs. I was kind of hoping we could get some more people in before we started Loony Libs, but it doesn't look like we're going to get a whole lot of people. There's not a whole lot of spamming going on out there. Well, I know I'm not spamming out there.
I spam big time.
Yeah, I spammed before the show too, but not right now. Yes. Yes, click the button, Mrs. Anarchist. look at the soundboard. Yes, I'm looking at the soundboard.
Yes, click the button.
Does she want to come on? Yes. Okay, hang on a second. Ladies and gentlemen.
Come on.
One of the greatest talents take two. Hey. Of course, it's this blog talk thing doing this again. I can't believe
that. Now you got a permanent excuse now, huh?
Yeah, no. It's this thing that blog talk does when you look for a sound bite and it says, "Do you want to leave this page?" No, I don't want to leave it. Well, I'm trying to look for a sound file. One of the greatest talents in all of radio, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm sorry that people are so jealous of me, but I can't help it that I'm popular.
I
gentlemen, it is Bubs, the anarchist Hellcat. Hiya, honey.
It's Bubs, anarchist Hellcat. Why do you always pretend like you've got dyslexia?
You want a the in there? Bubs, anarchist Hellcat.
No, it's Bubs, anarchist Hellcat.
Okay. Well, you don't, why? You don't like Bubs, the anarchist Hellcat?
I am the anarchist Hellcat.
Exactly.
Okay, but my last name is Anarchist.
What she says.
Your middle name's Anarchist, and your last name's Hellcat.
My last name is Anarchist, but I am the anarchist Hellcat.
Bubs Anarchist. Bubs Anarchist, comma, Hellcat. Like that?
Gosh. Now, what was this about somebody, you needing somebody to take on Nightmare Child?
Oh, yeah, Nightmare Child wants to have a Take Your Medicines match against somebody.
Oh, NC? NC.
Nightmare, she's talking to you. Nightmare, she's talking to you.
Turn off the damn computer.
I'm right here.
Okay, we couldn't hear you.
That's not me. I'm hearing you, too.
What?
Okay, well, you're on.
You're there.
I just said he's on, bitch.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, well, Bubs wants to take your challenge in the...
Thank you, Jink. At least somebody caught it.
In the pie fight division. Damn it. Yeah, I gotta catch it. It's my job to catch it. What are you kidding me? Nightmare
catch
Child, what do you
though.
Think of that?
Oh.
He doesn't think of that. All right.
Taking in his boots. He's scared.
That's what I think. Man, he asks for a stipulation match. He gets an opponent and just kind of clams up.
I'm right here.
I know you're there. What? Say something about the damn stipulation match. Bubs offered to be your partner.
Oh, wait. I thought I was kicking his ass.
Yeah. Something like
she
that.
Offered to kick your ass.
Put the
you want a match? Bring it. I'll see you in Take Your Medicine,
man. You have a trash talk. Here, let me show you. You have screwed up royally, little boy, getting in the ring with me. Because, see, no matter how big and bad you try to be, you're still nothing but a little boy. You will not walk out of that pie match without pie all over your fucking face.
Yay.
And no matter how big and bad you act, you're just a loud-mouthed bitch.
Oh, no, you're not.
I know, you just... but you know what, that's okay. And that's loudmouth Mrs. Loudmouth bitch to you, bitch boy. Because that's exactly what you mean when I'm done. You ain't going to be nothing but my little bitch.
Just don't call him police.
I'll see you in the ring, woman.
Oh,
woman,
shit.
Okay. You've been upgraded.
No, it's not the heart. He called me a woman. Duh, I got boobs and a VV.
I'll talk about your boobs.
I do believe that is one of the major things that Icon loves about the fact being married to me is the fact that I'm a woman. Ooh, I'm so scared. Not.
Well,
quit flapping your gums and get in the ring, Puka.
Watch your fucking mouth.
Jesus.
Okay, no, you're.
No,
she didn't name call you, okay?
Thank you. It's okay.
But you know what that means, though, right?
Senor, yes, senora puta. He just called me a bitch again. Woohoo.
I thought it meant worse. I thought it was worse.
Yeah.
No.
It just means bitch.
Really, puta?
Okay.
Thank you.
I
it's
know
okay.
I,
think
I
about
know.
It.
Wait,
there's a lot of Spanish people in Texas. A lot of Spanish people.
I thought it was a W word. Okay.
Yeah, in Italian. Okay. Italian, puttana. Puttana means whore.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Puta, I figured, was Spanish for...
But it's okay, Tanky. He can call me whatever he wants because, see, all he can do is call me names because, see, he can't do anything else.
Okay.
Basically, what it is just a Spanish slang word.
I know.
Yeah, no, I
know,
I understand that.
I got the mixed.
So maybe it's not.
Believe it or not, Tank, it depends which file you choose. I'm using the correct one.
I know, but I got it mixed up.
Yes, pardon us. It's a lesson in foreign slang 101. In Italian, it's in German. They say anyway.
I don't.
Here, let me give him a little bit of Spanish back. Tú es mucho pendejo, motherfucker.
I understand it.
He's
a dumbass.
Oh, he's just going to Google Translate to see what that says. Anyway, so one of the
he done pissed off G&D too.
Oh, did he? My goodness, I can't.
No bad mommy in me, firecracker.
Yep. No. Please. Well, anyway, one of the things that we do, it's coming up on the first hour of the show, and I've already blown through the song parody, and the other thing I have prepared for an entire hour, we do have the Looney Libs that we can play, and I'd like to maybe get that going because I have I have a story that has been out. Well, let me just let me see if I can explain this a little bit. It's kind of like Mad Libs, but it's more like tell you in a song.
Yes, it's time to play
Looney Libs. It's that mad game where you give us some parts of speech and we plug it into a news story of the day. Get ready in the chat room because you are going to play Looney Libs.
And of course, we are playing Looney Libs. I have muted the rest of the callers for the time being. Please focus on the chat room, ladies and gentlemen. We're only going to be accepting parts of speech and whatever the hell I ask for from the chat room. Tank Girl, darling, you need to read the chat room for me and tell me what the people in the chat room are saying. I need a verb with an ing ending.
Okay, folks, get to it.
Like sleeping or walking or something more creative.
Okay, and from Jake the Crusher Bagwell, we have sucking.
Mm-hmm.
And Nightmare Child says crapping. Very good. Come on, folks.
Well, you know, usually there's a lot more people in the chat room, so it's kind of hard to do that. I'm not going to go crazy. I'm just going to take maybe
Jesus. Drifty the Giant says fisting.
Fisting. Okay, well.
Looks like we got theme happening here. Puking from Nightmare Child, beating from Jake the Crusher Bipo, gliding from Jonathan Taylor.
Okay, I need a place, like a place that where you have events, like baseball stadium or a concert hall or something like that.
Gotta wait for the chat to be able to hear it. Okay. Okay, guys, you're a little late with them, but fucking humping and pissing, smoking. Anyways, the White House, Jake Bagwell. At the Opera from Firecracker.
Okay.
Commercial Park from John Taylor.
Okay, folks, I need now, give me an adjective, give me an adjective and a noun, such as hairy balls. but don't give me hairy balls. But hairy balls is a is an idea.
Okay, I'm just gonna make sure that they get it in the chat. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Add. I can't. Somebody spell adjective.
A D J E C T I V E. Adjective. A D J E C T I V E.
Whatever. I don't care. Fucking wrong. I'm
you can unpack your adjectives.
I need an adjective now.
An adjective and a noun. Enormous genitals.
Enormous genitals. Okay.
Singing cowboy.
Black balls. Big dick. Big dick from Beast and black balls from John Taylor. L. What? President? No, I think I don't. Okay. All right. Lousy president. All right.
Okay, let's
look at
I need a number. A number from, let's say, 50 to 1,000. 50 to 1,000. Why not? Let's not go below 50.
Of course, you got 69 from Jake Bagwell, 696 from Bub, 65 from NC, 23 from Drifty.
Okay.
It should be, actually, it should be 969. Thank you, Bub. And 30 and 187.
Okay. 187. I think I like that one. Let's go with that because of Mr. 187. I need a company name. Give me a name of any company. It doesn't matter what sort of a company it is.
BSWF, Bubbles, the Looney Bin from Firecracker, State Farm from Nightmare Child. You wearing your khakis and Drifty. Drifty's laughing. Okay, Drifty's RAWF. Hallmark. NWN. Jack in the Box. Guys, thank God. We love you. McDonald's. Burger King. Pizza Hut. I know, right, Drifty? Did he mean a W company?
No, it didn't have to be a W company. It could have been any company. I'm okay with that. Now, I need a location. Give me a location. It could be Antarctica. It could be the bottom of your shoe. It could be anything. Give me a location.
We've got Paris from Firecracker, Tallahassee from Nightmare Child. The Basement from Gian. Detroit from John Taylor. Obama's Bedroom. No, it's okay. The Looney Bin. Thrifty. Your Mother's Ass from NC. My Boobage from Bubs. And In the Underwear Drawer from Gian.
Okay.
Who's underwear drawer?
Okay, let me move on. I need another one of those adjectives and nouns together. Putrid apples. Oop. Uh-oh.
Okay. Can you give them an example, can't you?
Anything? Adjective and noun together.
Smelly pit. A melted dildo. Wet willy. Salty balls. That's from my son, John. Thanks, John. Fast fingers. Jake Bagwell. Later. Is that we'll call that a limp dick from NC.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
NC's got a limp dick?
No,
okay.
I don't know.
All right.
I know.
I need an element off the periodic table. How's that? How's that for esoteric, huh? Anything. Or some kind of...
All right. AU, I don't know what that is, but he probably
it's gold.
Hydrogen.
AU is
hydrogen.
Gold.
H2O is water.
Uh-huh.
Nitrogen. Another hydrogen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Plutonium.
Okay. Let's see. I need a unit of distance. Distance. How far?
50 feet from NC. 100 feet from Baggy. 5 of them from Bub. 20. Oh well. Okay, I'll just go first. 40 feet from Ian. 28 yards from NC. 1,000 watt biofactor. 5,000 miles from Drifty. 69 feet from my son.
Okay.
450, hold on. 456 centimeters.
Okay, I think we're getting a little silly now. I need a noun. Give me a noun. That is a person, place, or thing, or idea, but stick to animal, vegetable, mineral. I don't want a proper noun. So don't give me a person's name. Animal, vegetable, mineral. What?
Boobage queen. Okay. Oh, yeah. Boobs are kind of their own animal. Elephant. The new vegetable gumbo. And that's from TNT. Nightmare Child dinosaur. Jake Twomp Doggy.
What was that? Twomp monkey?
Twomp donkey. Twomp donkey.
Twomp donkey.
And a pig from my son. Giraffe from Firecracker. A kaiju as a giant monster. I don't know.
Kaiju. Die kaiju.
Okay.
Yes.
An all right. Ant?
I need an.
Okay.
I need an adjective that describes a noun. I don't need the noun. I just need the adjective.
Pumping.
And that's a verb.
Okay, well, I'm just reading it. Ugly?
Yeah. It's like, ugly, beautiful, giant, small,
furry.
Pimply,
furry,
testicular.
Fucked. Deadly. Hairy. Venomous. Very good. Cuddly.
Very nice.
And acidic. Skanky, stinky. Corrosive. Chewy. I just told three of folks.
Okay.
Shitty.
Let me have a verb. An action word.
All right. Come on, folks.
Like,
asking.
Like juggle or
ass-kicking.
Run or what? What was that?
I don't like ass kicking. Humping. There's humping and diving. Come on.
Yeah, I don't want the ing ending, but that's okay. Pump, dive.
Okay. Beat.
Ass kick.
Destroy.
Crush, kill, destroy.
Crush,
anything? Crush, kill, destroy. No?
I don't want anybody dying. Come on.
Okay.
Obliterate. Ugh. Anything else? What do you need?
All right, hang on. I got it. I just... putting the words in where it belongs. Now I'm going to need an event name. Give me a name of an event. Any event going on. It could be the Republican National Convention. It could be Pie Fights Division at Looney Bin. It could be anything.
WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
SummerSlam. Okay, slow down, folks. Olympic Game, Super Bowl, opening day at a ballpark.
Okay, I need the name of a city. Any city?
Okay, we have Tokyo, LA. Gotham,
mm-hmm.
Austin, Moose Jaw. I've been to Moose Jaw. Now I'm back. Bumfuck Idaho, Metropolis, Star City.
Okay, I need a noun. Give me a noun. A person, once again, animal, vegetable, or mineral.
Okay, yeast, banana.
Banana, was that?
Banana. And Bigfoot, ass monkey. Turnip, Bubsy, Minion, Bugger. Puppy monkey baby. Broccoli. Brock ugly face. Boo boo kitty fuck. I like boo boo kitty fuck. Can that be my new nickname, please, Daggy? Boo boo kitty fuck.
Oh boy. Okay, I need an adjective. Describes a noun. Incandescent.
Okay, enormous.
Cold. Well, that was just enormous. Boobage would have a noun attached
okay.
to it. I just wanted to describe that noun.
Bry, baldy, hung. Slimy. Lame. Stinky. Swinging. Snumpy. I love that.
All right, I need a company. I need a sort of company, like a printing company or a medical just supply company or something like that.
I can't fucking spell tonight, folks. Printing or medical dispensary?
Medical supply company, printing company, ice cream company.
Yeah.
Toilet paper
Kodak.
Company.
Daily Bugle.
That would be a
telephone.
Newspaper company. That would be a telephone company.
Yeah.
I want
Bud
a generic...
Lager.
Huh? All right. A beer company. Okay, I'll just pick one here.
Sam Adams. What did you with Sam Adams tonight? Holy crap. All night fucking long. Sam Adams. Distillery. Dale from Firecracker.
Okay, I need a whatchamacallit? It's a noun. I need a noun. And actually, it should be plural. It should be a plural noun.
Okay.
So, and you can put an adjective with it. If you want to say hairy twat waffle, that's fine. That would be hairy twat waffles. Just make it plural. Almost done, folks. Almost done.
Okay, all right. Tuscan Raiders. Big hairy balls. Hey, folks, come on. Come on, come on, come on.
Bring them on, folks.
Asshole. Twerking booty. Chocolate syrup. Mama's smelly armpit. Big foot something. Slobby face. Dick. Ass wipes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I need nouns. Give me nouns, people. And then after some nouns, I need just one more thing, and we're done.
Okay. Give me the one
give
more
me
thing.
Nouns. Animal, vegetable, mineral.
Oh. American. America. Baseball.
I have a proper noun. Give me
Bigfoot.
One that's more improper. Bigfoot again.
Sasquatch.
What was that one?
Sasquatch. It's the same thing as a... Yeah,
yeah, Sasquatch,
you don't
right.
Watch, yeah, you got to watch Trailer Park Boys to know what a Sasquatch
is. I know what a Sasquatch is.
Batman. Wiener. Microphone. Ape. Shooter bugs. Oh, that's just wrong. Penis.
I need one more.
Chimichanga.
Chimichanga. Thank you very much. Now, I need a person's occupation.
You're lucky I'm not in the chat right now. Lazy ass bitch. Pimp. Butt muncher. Proctologist. Porn star. Chubbs. Okay. Playboy bunny, psychologist, guy who tests the rectal thermometers. That's me. Don't put that.
Guy who checks the rectal thermometers. Well, there you go. Yeah, I wonder who said. I wonder who said psychologist. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Loony Libs for this lovely March evening are completed. I'm going to bring my callers back on one at a time so I can read this thing. Please, what?
I don't want you to bring them on one at a time. Bring them on all at once.
I did. I brought them all on at once. One fell swoop. Oh. One swell foop. Whatever the hell that is. Anyway.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, everybody. All right. Don't mute yourselves. If you feel like laughing, goddamn it, laugh. That's what you're here for. You are my audience.
Hell yeah.
And the Loony Bin on this magic day goes something like this. Best known for crapping aimlessly above the White House and for their slightly comic black balls, blimps are unlikely subjects for a 69th century revival. But after 187 years of development, Jack in the Box and the Loony Bin are poised to unleash revolutionary new design that could unlock resources worth billions of dollars across Bub's boobage. The melted dildo is a plutonium-powered craft that can cover 50 feet in a single journey with a top speed of 60 knots. The craft can take off and land without elephants. And has a corrosive interior that can obliterate loads of up to 20 tons. At the recent WrestleMania event in Moose Jaw, The banana was presented as a slimy turnip for beer companies across the continent, using the slogan, "No broccoli, no boo-boo kitty fuck." Promoters emphasized its ability to access remote but lucrative mama's smelly armpits. It will land on Bigfoot, a wiener, a penis, even a chimichanga, said a Looney Bin porn star. And that is Looney Lives for this Monday, the 7th of March. And there's the start. There's the start, ladies and gentlemen.
I didn't snort. That's not my snort.
That's somebody else who started. Who gave us a start?
That was me. Sorry.
Oh, it was Nightmare Child. Nightmare Child snorted.
It's so good, Damien. It's so good.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, baby. You do have a new nickname now.
Boo-boo kitty fuck. You heard it here, ladies and gentlemen. Boo-boo kitty fuck is going to be Tanky's new nickname. Okay, well, I want to thank everybody in the chat room and all of our listeners for playing a little game of Looney Lives with us tonight. And like I said, tomorrow
everybody
night...
Includes the ant supports Bubs's boobage.
That's right. Bubs's boobage. Definitely. And don't forget, tomorrow night I will be on the air with Hollywood Rick Brutal for the Unstoppable Super Show.
Maybe not.
Oh, why? Judgment is not going to disappear.
No. Did you see the... I'll tell you
later. Oh, yeah. Hollywood Rick Brutal might not make the show. I might be on the air tomorrow for Hollywood Rick Brutal show, or maybe there won't be a show. So, we'll see. I did see that. But if there's going to be a show, I will be on tomorrow. Otherwise, I will definitely be on Wednesday for...
The Back to Basics Radio Network presents... The flagship show, Back to Basics, with Susie the Elf and Dinklage the Imp. Wednesday night, 10:30 p.m. Eastern, on the Back to Basics Radio Network.
And I certainly hope we're going to have Susie for the full show this week. Susie was there last week for a little bit. She came on for the shank of the evening. She was, fashionably late and left fashionably early. But, that's my Wednesday gig with Susie, the lovely station manager who makes this radio station possible.
Nope.
Yep. So, we have we're swinging into our final quarter of this show, thankfully, and it's been a lovely evening. I wish we could have had some more people in for the Looney Libs, but hey, what the hell, you know? We'll do whatever we can, and you guys are great putting that together.
Thanks.
Let me look here. And
I'm sorry that I was getting all messed up with my talking. The technical mess ups in this thing are really throwing me off.
Yeah, you kind of sound like you're underwater there too, Nightmare Child.
I don't know. I thought
he
sounded more like he was playing with a vibrator.
Yeah, get that vibrator out of your throat when you talk, boy. But I just want to mention. Meat Factory Hardcore wants me to mention their company on the air, so I will mention Meat Factory Hardcore, a pretty decent little hardcore company. Of course, if you want to join a decent hardcore company, there's Crushing Tank Hardcore Wrestling. You can check that out with Tank Girl, Jake Bag, the Crusher Bagwell, or me, Dinklage the Amp. We can all get you into Crushing Tank Hardcore. And we're all on the radio at the same time. Look at that.
Hey, Dink, there should be
yes.
a caller calling in soon, and there is a intro for this person, but you'll have to cut it off like after 45 seconds.
After 45 minutes. Yeah, okay.
45
Not a problem.
Seconds. I haven't done up the actual intro, but I have her song.
That's
okay.
Cool.
All right. Oh, looks like we lost Bagwell from the scene. Is this our firecracker?
Okay, he's back in queue.
He's back in queue. Oh, yeah, there he is. He's back in queue. Boop, ba-doop, ba-doop. Hey, Baggy, great to have you back.
My damn phone only goes 2 hours and hangs up.
Oh, boy. What a shame.
I got my phone telling me to shut up.
All right. Well,
Christine's breaking up.
I believe that this is the person in question on hold here. I'm not even going to be able to screen this call because I don't have anything to play right now. But let me bring this.
Yeah, you do. It's under her name.
Yeah. I know. I'm guessing it's this person that's on hold. That's what I'm saying is I have nothing else to play. But
he told me she's there.
Baby, your song, you made me want to roll my windows down and groan.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Georgia Firecracker. How you doing, hon?
Good. How about you?
I am doing spectacular. It's great to have you back in the loony bin and back on the air.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Good,
yay.
Good. We're happy to have you. Now, I know Aria Blackbird wanted to do a stipulation match with you, and we were trying to figure out how to work your giggling into that sort of thing. But I think the two of you ought to be in a tag team together. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do too.
I would not mind working with her.
Y'all heard that, right? Dink is pimping my kid out.
What's
that?
You heard it right here. You heard it.
Yeah, what'd you say there, Bubs?
Uh-huh, you're pimping my kid out. And you admitted to it. You said, yeah, you do that.
No, I'm not pimping your kid out. I'm setting her up with matches so she can have some fun. It's all about the fun, because let me tell you,
thanks,
folks.
You heard him, right? You heard him say.
I heard him loud and motherfucking clear.
I heard him, too.
Wait, what? What? I said the step matches and stuff, and join a tag team. Anyway, what I was saying was, if you don't...
Hey, get your head out of my boobage when you do that. If you
sorry.
Do it right, get it good in there a minute.
I had to motorboat. I'm sorry, I had to motorboat. I just had to. It's just, you can't put that in front of me and not have me go... I'm sorry. Anyway, what I was saying is, in order to really have the peak amount of fun in the loony bin, you really got to get into the different divisions that are optional. Everybody who joins the loony bin gets put into the hardcore division, whether you like hardcore or not. You have to beg out of the hardcore division. You don't go in. You have to beg out of it. If you begged out of it and you want to get back into it, that's another story. I've had a few people do that too.
Not ready for hardcore yet.
Yeah, no, well, whatever. But I'm just saying, everybody gets it. You don't want it? Beg out. Say, nah, I don't want to do hardcore. Fine. But everybody gets put into the tag team division only because you have to form a tag team to actually be in the tag, you know, you have to form a tag team to get matches. So you can be in the division and never form a tag team. So I put everybody in hardcore and I try and put everybody in tag team. There's some old timers that haven't gotten into tag team yet because they were in the company before there was a tag team division. So I haven't gotten around to reconfiguring everybody yet because it's a Herculean task. And this is what I'm talking about. The Herculean task of getting a title shot or getting a contender tournament for the belts, for the golden wheelchair, golden straitjacket belts, the men's title, the women's title, because there are now just under 200 members in the Loony Bin. I think I signed member number 178 or 179. So, yeah, we are just a few more members short of 200. I don't know if we'll ever make 200. It's kind of a dream, but I think it could happen. I mean, I never thought I'd break 150. I never thought I'd beat 150. I never thought I'd get to 150. I was surprised that when I passed 130, I said, wow, this is more members than Vices and Virtues ever had. Never in a million years thought it was going to go to 150, 180, boom, bada, bing, bang.
Oh, there you go.
All the way up. But, you know, it's a good company, and I have great GMs. That's what makes it a pleasure to run the company. I do have a 10,000 coin open challenge. I don't know if I'm going to be able to maintain that. Some people are being very, very greedy. They're doing a lot more matches than they have fans. So I might have to lower that open challenge for a little while just to recoup some money, see if I can find where stasis is. That's basically what I want. I don't want the bank to go up or down too much. The bank's going down a little too much right now. But we'll see. I like to keep a 10,000 coin open challenge. I like to keep everybody happy. And, oh my goodness, we are swinging into the last couple of minutes of the show. I didn't even realize that. I was sitting here going, well, what's the next item on my menu? Gee, there's no item left. We got less than 2 minutes. Anybody want to promote anything? Bubs.
Go ahead. No, you're first.
I said Bubs. Right. Bubs, go first.
RAWF After Hours, Lord Amadeus and myself, Saturday night. Yeah, you need to be there. If you hadn't heard it yet, go back to the archives. Check out Saturday's show. It was freaking crazy.
It was crazy.
10 p.m. Eastern, right here on Back to Basics.
It was crazy. I was in the chat room. I was listening live to every syllable of that show. Bagwell, what were you going to promote?
Question Tank Hardcore Wrestling. If you're hardcore and you're down with it, be there. Get a hold of me, Dink, or Tanky. We all do it all the time.
Awesome.
And directly after this show is mine, Shauna C's Rampage Rant. I'm going to link you in the chat.
Rampage Rant. Make sure you go right on over there if you're not hanging out in the after party, which will only last probably a little while. Nightmare Child. Keep it simple, sexy, by his girlfriend. It's just Angel Bitch. Okay. And the lovely Georgia Firecracker. You have anything you want to promote, hon?
Yeah, no, give her a second.
Well, we only have 20 seconds left. So,
check your notes. I didn't get to
where?
10 seconds left. Thank you, everybody.
Yes,
for listening.
With her mommy's gators.
All right. I'm sorry. I must take my leave of you. Great show.
All right. Adios, amigos. And we are now. We are now in the after party.
Great show, Dink.
Thank you. It was tough.
Later.
Yeah.
I was trying to get the promo to her because I didn't do it because I was promoing the show. So I was like, I was typing as fast as I could, going, "Promo WF, come play with my skaters."
Well, you didn't type fast enough.
Yeah, that's okay. I didn't realize we were running out of time so much. I kept going, "Oh boy, we got 20 minutes left of the show," and I look up and it says 2 minutes. Oh. I'm like, "Wow, what?"
It went by fast, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It went by fast toward the end there. Thank God. Thank God it went by fast because I was sitting here going, ugh, we have very few people in the chat room. And I thought it was going to be like pulling teeth to try and keep it going. But I have the gift of gab, and I give that gift away.
Before I go, I just want to say...
Go ahead.
I just want to say, sorry for my use of that word. I just looked it up, and it turns out we were both right. Because I didn't mean I'm saying anymore. I apologize.
All right. Well, you broke up in your apology. I couldn't really hear what you said there. But what does that word mean that you looked it up? Okay. No problem. All right, Nightmare Child, you are T-panning something horrible, man. You're breaking up like breaking up is not hard to do. So,
I got it. Okay.
Yes. We have a problem with your cup. Oh boy, I hope you do better over at the next show if you call in. I know you like to call in over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. They call you by your real name and everything. It's a different show over there. It's not like WU related. I'm just saying that.
Yeah,
the Georgia Firecracker.
I gotta get my butt over there too. Tank's gonna get me.
Yep. You might as well head on over. And I'm going to thank the lovely Bubs and her lovely Georgia Firecracker for calling in tonight. Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Oh, Dink, I've challenged you to a stip match in the pie thing.
Oh, you challenged me? All right, I already have 2 stip matches. Why not? Challenge me to a 3rd one. What the hell?
Hell, it's just a hardcore step ladder match.
Oh, boy, I need a step ladder.
I'm gonna scoot up and join with Tank over at the other show.
All right, Baggy, no problem.
Catch you later, buddy.
Well, take care. I'll be over there in a second.
Okay.
Thank you, Jake. Thank you, Bubs. Thank you, Georgia Firecracker. I'm really, Georgia, very happy that you called in. Great to hear your voice. It's great to have a unique voice on the radio. You are definitely a unique and new voice.
And she'll be on a lot more often because she'll be home Wednesday. She'll be on every time I call anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, awesome. I thank you guys for calling in. I'm going to end the after party now. And you know how what that sounds like, right?
Thank you for using Blog Talk. Goodbye.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.